Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. One of the inevitable things of being a small business owner is as your business grows, you'll need to hire new employees. You've already hired employees, so what can I be talking about? I'm talking about improving your hiring process. Hiring new talent is an inevitable part of being a business owner, but it's more complicated than simply reviewing resumes and conducting interviews. Recruiting mistakes, like a poorly crafted job description or lack of communication about applications, can deter a qualified candidate from seeking employment with you. However, with the right hiring and onboarding process in place, you will soon be able to recruit and hire the best candidates. There is a process for hiring the best candidates for a job. What is a hiring process? It's a step-by-step method to find, recruit, and hire new employees. A good hiring process will help you attract and retain high-quality employees who match your brand. The specific elements of a hiring process are unique to each company, and there are general steps every business can follow to attract and hire qualified candidates. What are those steps? The specific steps in your hiring process should be unique to your company, sometimes even to the open positions you're hiring for. With that said, most hiring processes include 10 basic steps. Step 1. Write a job description that accurately reflects your hiring needs. A job description is one of the first interactions a job applicant has with your organization. Make sure you're writing good job descriptions, one that accurately reflects your brand and the role you're hiring for. For example, you want to be clear about the specific responsibilities and requirements. Use some brand-specific language that gives the job applicant a feel for your company culture. Explain what you need from them and what you provide them in return. A well-written job description will help weed out candidates who aren't the right fit. You want to be left with a more focused group of resumes to evaluate. Step 2. Advertise and recruit for the open position. Once you have your job description, the next step is to advertise it and recruit for the open position. Post it in multiple locations, such as your careers page, job boards, job fairs, and social media. Encourage your staff to reach out to their network for the position as well. Here is some advice from Expert HR. For businesses looking to create good recruitment strategy, follow these tips. 1. Analyze. Take a close look at your business needs as well as your goals and objectives. 2. Identify. Know your long-term plans for expansion or reduction in staff, critical roles in the business, and any gaps that may need to be filled. Be on the lookout for seasonal fluctuations in staffing requirements. 3. Determine. Figure out the best recruitment method for your business. Job searches via social media are increasing, for example, so you could use this method to target candidates with specific skill sets. 4. Secure. Provide a competitive salary and opportunities for personal growth within your business. In one HR survey, 13% of employers said salary is the most important factor in employee retention. And 5. Establish. Choose and implement a method to measure results and test whether your strategy is working. Establish a training budget to develop and enhance your employees' skills and knowledge. Now, step 3. Analyze candidate resumes, cover letters, and applications. As applications start coming in, you'll need to come up with a process to review them. You can allocate one or more people to review applications and narrow down your viable candidates. You can also use some form of recruiting software like an application tracking system or an ATS. An ATS helps analyze candidates and searches for any flaws in the hiring process. It filters candidates according to hiring needs and makes it easier for recruiters and hiring managers to view an applicant's performance. The software can't make wise decisions about who to hire. What it does do is look for relevant keywords in a resume, aligning candidates with your business's needs and wants. With automatic rankings, you can compare resumes against your job description. The software then forwards the resumes with the highest matches to the next stage. It's also a powerful solution to coordinate the candidate pipeline and ensure quality candidates are not lost in the shuffle. 4. Conduct a phone interview for initial screening. After narrowing down your pool of job applicants, conduct a phone screen interview with each of the top candidates. A phone interview is a brief preliminary screening that takes about 15 to 30 minutes. Keep these phone screenings as uniform as possible. Ask a few basic get-to-know-you questions. Also, make inquiries about their skills and experience and their interest in the company and position. This interview should give you a sense of who the person is and what soft skills they possess. When conducting phone screenings, look out for red flags such as negativity, unpreparedness, lack of curiosity, or poor cultural fit. Be cognizant of questions you should not be asking. The Equal Employment Opportunity Act, EEOA, prohibits you from asking questions that might lead to discrimination or the appearance of discrimination. Bottom line, you cannot ask questions that in any way relate to the candidate's age, race, ethnicity, color, gender, sex, sexual orientation or gender identity, country of origin, birthplace, religion, disability, marital status, family status, pregnancy, and salary history in some states. 5. Conduct final round interviews. Your phone interviews should narrow down your pool of candidates. Conduct in-person interviews with the candidates remaining or video conferencing interviews if you're recruiting remotely. These interviews are more in-depth, helping you select your top candidates. Have multiple people partake in these interviews to get a broader picture of how well each candidate will fit within the organization and role. Just remember what I said about the EEOA and questions you cannot ask. 6. Have the job applicant perform applicable assessments. Depending on the role you're hiring for, you may want job applicants to perform applicable assessments. For example, if you're hiring for a copy editing position, you may have the candidate perform an editing exercise. Someone hiring for a sales position may have the candidate give a sample sales pitch based on a specific product the company sells. Assessments aren't always necessary, but they test whether the candidate can perform the responsibilities of the role. The assessment can be performed before, during, or after the formal interview. 7. Run a background check and check references. Contacting references and running pre-employment background checks is an important part of the hiring process, often one of the final steps. There are many great background check companies that can help you run legally compliant background checks. The purpose of a background check is to ensure the candidate is legally fit for the position. However, you should avoid discriminating against candidates based on their results. For example, refusing to hire a candidate with multiple traffic violations would be valid for a truck driving position, but it's not relevant to a marketing position. For more information on background checks, listen to the Score Business Points show of April 13, 2019 on background checks for employees with guest Dennis DeMay. Step 8. Make a hiring decision. Use the knowledge you've gained about your job candidates throughout the hiring process to make a final decision about who to hire. Consult all parties who spoke with each candidate to make a more informed decision. Consider qualifications and cultural fits, but don't make decisions based on biases or discrimination. Try to avoid hiring on gut instinct. Have a structured hiring process with an effective interview process. Verify qualifications through the interview process and complete background checks such as references. 9. Extend a job offer. Extend a job offer to your top pick through a job offer letter. Keep in mind, highly qualified candidates are typically not on the market for long. So extend the job offer quickly once you've decided who to hire. Include in the letter information regarding salary and benefits and be prepared for some negotiations during this time. Step 10. Hire and onboard the new employee. Your employee onboarding process can make a big difference in how successful your new hire is within your organization. A thoughtful onboarding process can help set new employees on the path to success. First, send the necessary paperwork to the candidate for them to sign. If you're using recruiting software, it will likely have e-signature capabilities, allowing new employees to accept an offer and complete onboarding paperwork remotely. Comprehensive programs take it one step further, automating the entire onboarding process and providing new hires with all the training and materials they need. This will not only set up the employee for success, but it can also improve employee retention. What if you already have a hiring process? There's a good chance it can be enhanced to better serve your business needs. Here are some tips on how to improve your hiring process. 1. Build a strong employer brand. According to Office Vibe, more than 75% of professionals are passive candidates who aren't currently looking for jobs but are open to new opportunities. Office Vibe is an online platform that offers managers an employee experience solution to build better relationships with their people and create the conditions for great work. Building a strong employer brand not only reduces employee turnover by 28%, it also attracts these passive candidates to your company over theirs. Glassdoor, an online site that employers can build their profile and candidates can research these companies, did a survey of prospective employees. That survey found that 69% of respondents are likely to apply for a job if the employer actively manages its brand by responding to reviews, updating the company's profile, and sharing updates on the company's culture and work environment. When you focus on building a well-known employer brand, you won't have to do as much active recruiting. You'll be a highly sought-after organization, teeming with applicants. 2, answer candidates' frequently asked questions. Another good recruitment strategy is to create a page or section on your website that addresses questions candidates often ask. Some candidates may be reluctant to apply because they still need answers to certain questions before they apply. To create this page, you can either take specific questions new candidates have asked or ask your present employees what questions they had before they were hired. This will help you create a page that covers the concerns candidates might have. This also helps save you and your candidates time, at the same time making applicants aware of what the job entails. 3. Move as quickly and efficiently as possible. Act quickly, especially when you know you're interested in a specific applicant. The best candidates are usually off the market in 10 days. Even if you haven't made a decision yet, follow up with the candidate often. Discuss further details of the position to ensure you're on their radar. Respond to any questions or concerns right away to keep them updated throughout the process. 4. Write better job descriptions. A thorough job description can help ensure that the right candidates apply for the position. A generic post with little information may not excite candidates. It also does not help narrow your candidate pool. A job posting with unique challenges associated with this position at your organization can help set expectations. This technique can help narrow your candidate list. Applicants typically will apply when they believe they have the qualifications needed to meet your expectations. Before publishing a job posting, you can perform a job analysis to identify specific responsibilities and requirements. As the business owner, you likely already know the typical tasks associated with the role. To gain more insights, you can interview employees in similar or adjacent positions. Ask them about additional responsibilities the role entails and also skills or traits needed to succeed in it. You can also incorporate information about the team culture or environment to help identify necessary soft skills. These details can help potential candidates gain a clear understanding of the role and whether they fit. Many companies write job descriptions with lists of responsibilities and requirements. But a Wall Street Journal article reported a study found that this can alienate qualified employees. In the study, U.S. and Canadian researchers rewrote 56 job ads to emphasize two different approaches. The need-supply approach, which focuses on what the company can do for the candidate, and the demands-ability approach, which focuses on what the company expects from the candidate. Of the 991 responses, applicants who responded to the need supply job listing were rated higher than those who responded to the demands abilities ad. Focus on what your company can do for potential employees, and you'll attract candidates who better fit your needs. 5. Utilize employee referrals. One of the best ways to hire quality candidates is through referrals from current employees or people in your network. Referrals are a good way to screen potential candidates before interviewing them. Trusted employees usually recommend a colleague or a friend whose work experience they know well. This gives you a level of security knowing this new applicant can do good work. When hiring a stranger, there is less certainty about a candidate's work ethic and potential fit on the team. While you shouldn't give referrals preferential treatment, a recommendation from someone already on your staff or in your network is an added benefit for that applicant. Ensure that the candidate's qualifications make them an ideal fit for the job. Use the referral as insurance that you're making the right decision. One way to solicit referrals from current employees is to implement a referral bonus program. If an employee referral applicant eventually gets hired, the employee can receive some sort of monetary compensation. Even if the bonus is only a few $100s, it makes employees more willing to recommend people they know that are quality candidates. The referral costs tend to pay off. Data suggests that referrals can save companies $3,000 in fees, fees that would otherwise be spent on recruiters and job postings. An added benefit of a referral program is that it can improve employee retention in the long run. 6. Optimize for mobile. A mobile-friendly hiring process is one of the best ways to draw in candidates. According to Smart Recruiter, a worldwide talent acquisition company, close to 90% of job seekers use a mobile device when looking for a new job opportunity. That number has risen exponentially over the past few years. To that end, your app or website should think about allowing candidates to accept offers, hold live video interviews, complete referral tasks, and self-schedule interviews. For retention purposes, you can also build in functions for new employees, an interactive employee handbook, benefits registration, access to PTO balances, and more. 7. Fit the personality to the job. When recruiting, most business owners think the right skill set may seem like the most important factor for a candidate. The truth is that skills can be acquired, but personalities cannot. During the selection process, consider how a candidate's personality trait aligns with the daily job tasks. For instance, a trait such as empathy would be much more important for a nurse or a social worker than it would be for a tax attorney or a computer programmer. What kind of person you hire depends on the organization's culture and the kind of job. Even with all kinds of skills, the candidate's personality type may make him a good fit for one job and a poor fit for another. 8. Improve your interviews. A leadership IQ study found that failures exhibited by new employees may result from flawed interview processes. In the study, 82% of 5,000 managers surveyed reported that the interviewers were too focused on other issues, too pressed for time, or lacked the confidence in their interviewing abilities to pay attention to red flags. According to Leadership IQ CEO Mark Murphy, this is because the job interview process focuses on making sure new hires are technically competent, while other factors that are just as important to employee success, like coachability, emotional intelligence, temperament, and motivation, are often overlooked. One way to improve the process is to double up on interviewers. Multiple interviewers in the room at once can have several benefits. It shortens the interview process, it lightens the load of hiring managers, and it hands employers a better opportunity to give candidates honest feedback. One suggestion to hiring managers from Doug Kappeljohn, CEO and founder of Airspeed, a recruiting company, was for managers to have an open discussion about the interview in front of the candidates, as if they weren't in the room. It may seem strange, but he said candidates appreciated the candor. Kappeljohn said, "It's a much more honest process than saying your thank yous and then rejecting someone over email or through a recruiter." Even candidates who we've passed over have commented on how refreshing the process is and asked to stay in touch. Let the candidates interview you. Allow prospective employees to interview you as well. Letting candidates ask questions gives you a chance to see what's important to them. Be open and honest about what it's going to be like to work for your company. You want to give a realistic preview of the work environment. It lets them determine whether they want to keep pursuing a job at your company or to decide it's not the right fit for them. 9. Offer quality employee benefits and perks. A comprehensive selection of employee benefits and perks is a good way to attract a diverse and talented applicant pool. In addition to competitive salaries and good company culture, companies that offer work-life balance and comprehensive health insurance packages appeal to a broad range of candidates. There are plenty of traditional work benefits that can attract top talent. And there's no shortage of unusual and creative perk options either. Perks such as continuing education payments, student loan paydowns, a pet-friendly environment, or matching employee donations. Flexible work offerings, like the ability to telecommunicate, have become very popular with employees since the pandemic. According to FlexJob, 58% of workers say they want a fully remote job, 39% prefer a hybrid environment, and only 3% want to return to fully in-person work. Flexible schedules and remote work have become nearly essential to attract and retain employees. When highlighting your benefits to prospective employees, also highlight other features such as the efforts your company goes to create a culture of diversity and inclusion and the opportunity for advancement that are available to employees. Number 10, use recruiting software. Recruiting software is designed to automate the tedious part of recruiting, doing much more than you would be able to handle manually. It can easily blast out multiple customized job postings, send bulk rejections or welcome emails, and automatically transition candidates to the next phase of the recruiting process based on preset configurations. When recruiting software tracks your candidates every step of the way, you reach the best candidates and streamline the hiring process. If you're looking for a more robust option, most HR software providers have options to help streamline recruiting. Automation and tracking capabilities increase your hiring efficiency, allowing recruiters to focus on what matters, engaging with great candidates. This reduces recruiting time and increases employee engagement and satisfaction. Some recruiting software can handle multiple aspects of the onboarding process. Recruiting software that provides analytics gives an insight into how your hiring process is performing and where you can improve. If you're looking for recruiting software, according to the Forbes website as of December 2022, here are some good options. Jazz HR. It's best for employers with fewer than 500 employees. Breezy HR is best for fast-growing companies. And Hiring Things is best for small businesses. 11. Keep an eye on your reviews. Potential employees often seek insider information about companies they want to work for. This includes salary estimates, interview tips, and reviews from current or former employees from sites such as Glassdoor. Glassdoor is a job search site similar to ZipRecruiter, Monster, and Indeed. Studies show that 86% of Glassdoor users read company reviews and ratings before deciding to apply for a job. Top candidates might not even apply in the first place if they don't like what they see. 50% of job seekers said they won't take a job with a company that has a bad reputation, even for a pay increase. Two actions that draw in candidates include being active on review websites and posting accurate information. A lot of negative reviews from former employees means it may be time to work on your company culture before you try to fill any open positions. This can improve your employee retention and lead to more positive reviews that will attract quality employees. After all that I've covered, you may realize that the hiring process is more important than you think. While your business is working at 100 miles per hour, you need to put the time in to find quality candidates. Make sure your recruiting effort is a priority and you'll see results. As long as you nail the job description, put it on the relative career pages, and make sure the interview process is streamlined with the right questions. Then you'll be set to finding the right new member of staff. Don't forget to survey candidates about the entire process so you can learn from their experience. And most of all, get the onboarding process right. How many people do you know left the job because they weren't trained properly and didn't honestly know their purpose? Here's to growing your business with a team around you who are just as passionate as you are. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's SBP at WBNJ.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, SBP at WBNJ.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at this same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/SoutheastNJ. That's score.org/SoutheastNJ. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.